Great evening, folks. Hey, this is Wesley, Billion Dollar Virgin here. Hey, welcome to another Millionaire Midnight Rant. It's approximately 12:30 a.m. in the morning here, okay? And your favorite millionaire is live. Your favorite millionaire. Anything here? Yeah, I'm here, Wesley, Billion Dollar Virgin here, and I'm here to give you guys the opportunity to pick my brain here tonight, okay? And remember, I'm always on Spotify as well. All these podcasts, they do get uploaded on Spotify, okay? And you can go ahead and comment your name below. Hey, Gianna, how are you? You can go ahead and proceed to comment your names here below. And I'm here just to give away genuine advice if you want to be a millionaire. Okay? So comment below if that's what you want. How many of you want to become the first generational millionaire in your family? Comment below. And let me tell you something. Come here. You can do it. Okay, you can absolutely do it. Now, how to do it, that's where it gets interesting. I would say to start here. This is a great place to start. If you're just beginning to learn how to run a business, how to run a company, how to manifest your dreams, how to organize your thoughts in a way to get what you want, okay? So we start here. And ensure that you subscribe to my podcast because, you know, this type of education has to be repetitive. You can't listen to a sermon one time at church and think you got it. Just like you can't listen to one rant to the very end and believe that you get it, you understand it, and you don't need to hear it any longer. No. Sir, no ma'am, repetition is the mother of skill. If you want success, you have to be a serious student as it relates to success as well. So go ahead and comment your names below. If not, go ahead and type your questions below. Morning, Leon, how are you, sir? Lucas, Trinity, how are you? Go ahead and ask your favorite millionaire anything here. What AI technology do you use to make your life easier? Curtis, I use my app. DreamRiz, I've been using that quite often. And what DreamRiz does, it puts your dreams and desires in a form of a song using very, very addictive and hypnotic frequencies to program your mind with new beliefs. So that one, of course, ChatGPT, obviously. My team, internal team, are using so many different AIs to do so many different things, to automate so many different things that, I'm unaware. I don't know all the names of these different AIs, folks, but there's a site that I give you at the end of this rant that you can go to that has every AI that's available right now on the marketplace, okay? And most of them are free. So, you know, find out what you want to do first and see if there's an AI that can do it better. Hey, Nisha, how are you? Thank you. Thank you for the shout out for the Genius Girl program. Fiora, how are you? Next question here. Hey, Wes, how's your shoulder doing? You know, thanks, Leon. It's actually getting better. You know, believe it or not, my woman, she put some Icy-Hot on it last night. And Icy-Hot is strong. I mean, it is potent. But believe it or not, today I felt I could have went to the gym today, honestly. So maybe I'll put on some of that Icy-Hot before I go to the gym. Unfortunately, I have a very pungent smell of Icy-Hot, but Like right now, my arm feels amazing. So who knows? I did meditate today quite a bit. So my nerves could have healed themselves. But I'm doing very well. Thanks for asking. Hey, Shahida. Hey, Keanu, how are you? Shahida. Curtis, Mina, how are you? Crystal. Okay, questions for me here. I'm not sure what to focus on, stocks, trading, real estate. Well, if you knew exactly what you wanted to focus on, young lady, what would that be? Think about it for a second. Like, if you had a choice, what would be the one thing that you would choose to focus on? What's next? Hey, Latonya, how are you? What happened with your shoulder? I've been working out quite a bit. And I've been working very specifically on my shoulder muscle because I want to build those shoulder boulders. And I think I sprang or pinched a nerve when I was in Colombia. But I'm good. I'm great now. I'm better. Don't worry. Hey, Wes, I got many invitations as your imposter. Since you only have one IG account, the others are fake. Absolutely. Yo, Walter, please report any Instagram outside of my, I don't reach out to people. So obviously that is not me. That is just imposters. And just report them if you don't mind. Are you still a millionaire? No, I'm a multi-millionaire. Very close to becoming the first billionaire in my family now. What's next? Do it tonight then. Do what tonight? What would you like me to do? Next question for me here. Shiva. What's going on, my man? How are you? Any questions for me? Hey, Army, how are you? Post your questions below, folks. I can't help you if you're not joining me on this dialogue here, okay? Do you invent movies? No. Britt Melly says, how? How what? Hey, Washington, how can you reframe negative thoughts about working out for someone that doesn't work out? You know, I can't imagine someone not wanting to work out. I mean, you just want to be unhealthy, you know, because everybody that doesn't work out is not fat, obviously. Like, you just want to be an unhealthy, inactive person? Why? Why would you choose that? So I would tell you this. Once you begin to associate more pain of not working out, associate more pleasure to working out, then you'll do it. You can do it through hypnosis. Like, I could program your mind right now if I wanted to get you to work out every single day. And you'll begin to work out every single day only because for some reason there's a part of you that wants to work out every single day, actually starting tomorrow. But I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to program your mind to work out every day because you don't want to work out every single day. But if you did choose to do that, if you feel good about working out every single day of your life, I think we both could agree that you'll feel better about your life. You'll feel that you're making progress. And think about all the compliments and the great things that would take place in your life. Because, you know, people that work out, they get treated better, obviously. Okay. How can we use DreamRiz to help us? Well, yeah, just type in whatever you want, folks. Go to the App Store, type in DreamRiz, type what you want, and let the app do the work for you. How do I make millions? I'm afraid to make millions. How do I keep my millions? Well, first, let's get you to make 100,000 first, Britt. How much money are you currently making? Okay. Next question here. Shout out to all my queens. I can see you and I can smell you. And let me tell you something, young lady, you smell good tonight. Good job, whatever you got on. Intoxicating. Okay, but go ahead and comment your questions here below here. Okay, I'm looking at the comment section right now. You make $4,000 a month, so you're not even making $100,000 yet. So let's get you to $100,000 first. Do you like when women bleach their vagina and butthole? What? If it's discolored? No, I've never even thought about that. What sound marketing advice do you have for us tonight? What would you like to know? You know, I'm a man I'm a paragon of knowledge as it relates to marketing. So you tell me. Okay. Little Miss Hot One. Davidson. You keep ignoring my question. What is it, Chrome Skull? What's your favorite books? Think and Grow Rich, Breaking the Habits of Being Yourself. Hey, Nichelle. Hey, Wes. If we took the time and figured out the lifestyle that we want and it feels good, then we think about it. But the money adds up to $100,000 a month. But I've never made $100,000 by my, do we chuck it? No, so remember, as long as you can actually picture yourself making that type of money, it shouldn't be a problem. Now, if you can't picture yourself making that amount of money, then chunk it down a bit, okay? Because it might take you 4 years to make $100,000, I don't know. Like, if you're not willing to wait so many years, just chunk it down. Do double your salary first. That's something that you can envision. Do you have a marketing course? Depends on what you need marketing for. What method would you use to get 100,000 followers if you don't have money? Easy, man. You have to, content is king. You have to record videos over and over and over and serve your community. Right? Content is king. It's going to be, it may take some years, but it's worth it. How long do you spend saying positive affirmations per day? I say them all throughout the day, even when I'm getting ready to go to sleep, when I wake up. So I'm always consistently, even when I'm working out at the gym. Like tomorrow, I'm going to have the greatest workout ever. I mean, my body, when I wake up tomorrow, my body's going to look and feel fitter. My APEC abs going to be setting in. I'm getting on the scale. I'm between 20 pounds of solid lean muscle. I'm working to that gym tomorrow looking scrumptious. Yeah, just call it out, man. It's the great thing about manifesting things. Just say what you want, and it just tends to happen if you continue to say it. Is there an easy way to mass email? Use the ESP, email service provider, for sure. AWeber, MailChimp. What are the three skills you suggest we have to become wealthy? Well, it's just not three skills, obviously. It's many things. And it depends on how you define wealth. But one, believe in yourself. Sell yourself. You got to sell something, right? Provide a service. And learn what your cost per acquisition is. You need to see what is the cost for you to get a customer. Questions for me here. Questions. Hey, Wes, great morning mindset message. Thank you so much. Why do people never support until strangers do? Yeah, that's just how it is. That's just how it is, guys. You know? It's all about what you do in private before you will be awarded publicly. Like one day I'm going to have over 33 million people watching this rant. Right now it's 33. And you may think, oh, West is not making progress. Why isn't anyone watching this stuff? Oh, you bought your followers. They're all fake. Whatever. You know, people are going to throw rocks and daggers at you. But as soon as there are 3 million people on here, then everybody just shuts up and everybody just falls on board. And that's just how it is, folks. It's just the name of the game. That's with anything that we do in life. Now, you have to continue to do it. And you have to deal with criticism until you blow. Okay? No pun intended. Pause. How important is it to respond to customer emails? Or should we not make emails accessible? Well, it depends on what you're... And of course, you should respond to customer emails. If they're emailing you, if they have a problem. How long you like a woman's hair to be? To the middle of the back or to the butt? I like my woman to have hair, long hair. Beautiful hair. How do I freeze my credit score? Credit Karma, TrueCredit.com. We'll do it. Are you still hiring? How is your sales team going? Phenomenal. They're kicking ass right now. And yes, we are still hiring salespeople and appointment setters. And I don't know if you guys have heard, but TikTok is going away. It's getting ready to be divested. It either gets divested, which means that America can buy it. They have to sell it. Or the United States of America is not going to be able to use it any longer. Which I don't think it will ever really go away. People will find ways to access the platform, but it's going to make it difficult for Americans to access the platform. So that's why I told you guys to pivot to YouTube. You think I'm playing around? I told you this 3 months ago. I told you it was going away. And the vote was unanimous. People, they don't want TikTok to be in America at all. So just watch out for it. Is it important to find a financial advisor? Yeah, yourself. What was the most difficult thing you had to overcome to make your first million? I had to realize that I just didn't know it all, honestly. I thought I did, but I didn't know anything. What do you look for in a woman? What do I look for in a woman? Somebody asked the question, folks, so I'm answering it. Let's talk about physical features first. I like typically women... My women to be short, 5'2", 5'3", 5'1". I like a woman that has hair, obviously. Long hair. That's just my preference. I love a woman with a pretty smile. That's mandatory. You got to have a gorgeous smile on you, okay? Got to take care of your teeth properly, of course. If I'm going to be kissing that mouth of yours, I need that mouth to be clean and perfect, smell good, obviously. I have an affinity for women that work out because I love working out. You know, I've dated women that don't work out as well, but you know what? Women that don't work out, even when they have, you know, you have some women that have very, very attractive bodies and they don't go to the gym, but it's something about a woman that takes the time to go to the gym and works on her body, work on her temple. I just love it. It's very attractive. So that's another thing. As far as personality, I love a woman that's agreeable. I love a woman that's obsequious, which means submissive. I love a woman that allows me to take the lead. I love a woman that's soft-spoken. I love a woman that's nurturing and motherly. Because I'm a big baby at heart, obviously. So, yeah, those are some of the attributes and traits that And those are all the attributes that my current woman, that's what she has. She's very kind with me. She's very soft. She takes care of me. She's been like a little baby. I love it. I mean, I'm living the dream. So there you go. Is it important? Okay, next question. Would you buy TikTok? No. For what? I have my own app. And we're getting ready to blow up. Did you find any books on financial literacy? Or did you have your personal finances in order? Honestly, I was self-taught. I mean, it's not, come on, folks. You don't need to read books of financial literacy. Spend less than you earn. Done. Spend less money than you earn. That's it. You don't need a book to tell you that. I just remember I called my daughter today. She didn't ask her, what is she doing? She's probably studying. She's busy. I'm so proud of her. She's studying. Oh, shout out to my baby girl, Denaya. So, folks, we went to regionals. She won first place. If you don't mind, can you tag her below and just congratulate her? She'll probably watch 2 minutes of this rant. But, yeah, she came in first place for regionals. She's rocking the house. And now we have to go to Austin in about 2 weeks where she's going to run in state. So we're going to take that trophy home, of course. And, you know, the phenomenal thing, she's just a sophomore and she is smoking seniors right now. I mean, she killed those girls the other day, Friday. Bella. Any more questions for me before I let you go? Hey, Exclusive Taste, how are you? I'm going to sleep. You know, I have a feeling I'm going to sleep like a baby tonight, and tomorrow I'm going to wake up and I'm going to earn over $300,000. Got a lot of meetings tomorrow. And I have a feeling all those meetings are going to go very well and they're going to be very profitable for me and my team. Oof. My team tomorrow, they're going to do over $50,000 tomorrow just for themselves. Just watch. You know, I like laying in my bed and just speaking the things that I want and the things that that I will manifest. It's fun. Did that guy talk to you at the mall? What guy? Oh, no, he didn't. Would you date a younger woman? Of course, I've dated younger women. I mean, the young lady I'm dating now, she's young. Of course. I've dated women 25, 24, 30s. However, my issue with younger women in their 20s, they're fun. Don't get me wrong. They're fun. They're cute. And they're fun to be around, honestly. However, the issue is they're not nurturing. They're not motherly. And it's probably because they don't know how to do that. You know, if you didn't grow up that way, you don't know how to be motherly and nurturing as a 20-year-old, 21, 20, 23, 24. Like they've been cute for so long, they've never been required to do anything. So they don't even know that they should do it because men just fall head over heels for them. I don't, you know, because a cute woman is just a dime a dozen, in my opinion. So many of them. But yeah. Come with the word value, folks, if you are getting value here tonight. No, Denaya spelled D-I-N-A-H. Sky High Marketing. What's next? Jessica. Okay. I guess I'm going to let you go. And thank you for the shares and the likes as well. And I'll be back tomorrow night with another rant. Feel free to drop me a line or a topic if you want me to talk specifically about something, just let me know in advance. Okay. Much love, folks. This is Wesley, Billion Dollar Virgin. and let's go.